Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Gator Dave with us in this slot. That's every Tuesday. So, Dave, let me make sure I've got this straight. We all know Mullen can't recruit, never has been able to recruit, and he will never be able to recruit. But Derek Wingo flips from Penn State to Florida, and I just looked at the rankings, and the guy who can't recruit has his team ranked number 7 in the nation. So how does all that work?
Yeah. Well, Bill, yeah. It all works by having a pretty big weekend this past weekend for one. And you know, Derek Wingo was one that I was definitely on the lookout for. Talking to some people that he was going to take some visits, and he didn't want it to be known. And if you read some of the articles out there, he didn't want it to be known as more as a disrespect to Penn State. Didn't want questions being raised, questions being asked. I kind of wanted to keep it on the down low. Florida was going to get a lot of chances to make up ground and sell their program to Wingo. He was going to take visits. He was going to listen to what Florida had to offer. The interest was there. Very kind of comes from a non-confrontational family of wanting to make the right decisions and all that. And they really didn't want to disappoint Penn State in a way. But in the end, you got to look out for yourself, and that's kind of really what it all came down to. Location played a factor. Only 300 miles away from his hometown down in South Florida. His family could make the trips. And Christian Robinson, the linebacker coach for the Gators, probably the best recruiter on the staff, really sat down, really took the time with Wingo and his family and really got the deal done in the end.
Gator Dave with us. His podcast is Gators Breakdown. We will let you know how you can get that podcast. Speaking of that, have you listened to any of the Zach Smith podcasts? A recent one, he describes a wide receiver film session where Percy Harvin jumps Jared Fajan and starts beating the heck out of him.
Well, that wouldn't be the first confrontation we've heard about for the Harvin. And you go back and there's some rumors of a confrontation with a coach as well. Back in the day, and the further we get from that time at Florida, stories just keep coming out. And I guess with Zach Smith and his podcast, of course, even more is going to come out of his connection with Urban Meyer and everything that was going on there. And Percy was a special talent, and a lot of times special talent get away with a lot of things other kids wouldn't. And I think in a previous podcast, Zach Smith was talking about Percy never really not knew or not showing up for practice at points, missing an away game as well against South Carolina in one of his years. So it was some eye opening stuff that he is sharing. And on the field, if he could have put it all together, like I said, there were some times at Florida he just wasn't on the field. But when he was on the field, Percy Harvin was probably, not if not the best player that I've ever seen, one of the best players that I've ever seen, with just everything he brought to the table. And Pete Carroll basically said the same thing when talking to Urban Meyer. But he called Urban Meyer, going back to that podcast, there was another one where he talks to Pete Carroll, noticed just the talent that Percy Harvin brings, but had to call Urban Meyer basically saying, how do you keep this guy under control? And Urban Meyer basically telling him, well, good luck.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, and you just touched on it. Percy Harvin is a breathtaking athlete. Watching him even in the Oklahoma National Championship game, the 08 season, down in Miami, and I was there. We were doing the show from down there. And he wasn't even right. He had a – was it an ankle or – he had a problem. Yeah, he wasn't – Miami, I don't remember what it was.
That rainy FSU game, he got tackled and a high ankle sprain, got hurt, missed the SEC championship game. And Florida was still able to win that. And you're right, he's probably 75-80% against Oklahoma, but still a difference maker on the field.
Correct. Even with a limp, this guy is pulling away from people. He was – Percy Harvin is one of the best offensive skill players. The thing about it, Gator Dave, is I don't even know what his position was. He's kind of a combination wing back, running back, wide receiver, right? He's kind of all of that. He's not a pure I-formation running back. He's not a pure receiver. He's a combination of all that.
Yeah, he played receiver more than he did any other position, Bill, but you're right. They'd line him up in Wildcat. They'd line him up beside the quarterback. He'd line up at receiver. They'd motion him into the backfield. He'd take a counter play for 80 yards. I mean, you're right. If you want to, you can't really label him, I don't think. We'll label him as a receiver just to do it, you know, when you kind of list and maybe all-time Gator greats and you have to pick a position. You pick receiver, but all-purpose weapon is really what you have to call him.
Gator Dave with us. Gators Breakdown is the podcast. So what is next in recruiting? What are the Gators waiting on?
We got Finley Graham yesterday, who was a cornerback out of Lakeland. You know, it's a three-star probably, but he's going to be that gadget return guy in return game, Bill. He's an electric return man, kickoff, punt returns, and that's going to be his main role, I believe, when he gets on campus. Probably a little too small to play outside cornerback. You might can slide him inside a little bit, but he's going to be if you go back and look at Brandon James, what he was able to do his time at Florida was kick return, punt return. He would get some carries every now and then, but his main cog, his main role was as a return specialist. But you know, Friday Night Lights is about a month away. The big Florida camp, the dead period comes up about right now. But there's a couple commits out there or a couple targets out there to kind of look out for. Antoine Powell is going to choose between Florida and Virginia Tech on July 4th, I believe. So you know, Florida feels good about that one. Virginia Tech feels good about that one. So we'll kind of see where they go from there. And you know, maybe some more in between here and Friday Night Lights. And the Friday Night Lights will be the kind of culmination of putting a lot of the recruiting efforts together after, you know, the staff takes some vacations coming up in the next few weeks. But, you know, they had a really big weekend this past weekend with four commits. Maybe a couple more on the way. July 4th, as I said, is one to look out for there. But, you know, Florida's setting themselves up going into fall camp pretty good. Bill, I mean, I mentioned Friday Night Lights a month away, but with Florida and Miami moving that game up in a month, Bill, we'll be starting fall camp.
I know. Boy, it's amazing.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights and fall camp, Bill, are on the same day.
How about that? Gator Dave with us. Did you get a chance to read Matt Hayes' Bleacher Report story on how it's all Jimbo's fault that Willie Taggart had such a poor year, number one?
I did, Bill. It got a lot of play around here in Jacksonville. Matt Hayes is now on the radio here in Jacksonville as well. So it was on local radio, talked about a lot as well. But yeah, I did read it. It did seem kind of like a hit piece to me on the end of the Jimbo regime at FSU. Right. And I do get that in a little bit. I don't doubt that stuff happened. But there were also a lot of fixable issues that should have been fixed, that shouldn't have been problems under Willie Taggart last year. And I know it was mentioned in the article, you know, you're playing Florida, it's the last game of the season, 12th game of the season, but you still can't get players lined up. You still don't have 11 players on the field. Some players are looking lost, but you know, there's no excuse for that to be happening in game 12. There was no progress on offense made throughout the whole season. To me, that's hard to pin on Jimbo Fisher when you're there for, you know, 12 games and there's not really a whole lot of steps being taken forward there as well, and kind of got worse on defense throughout the whole year as well, in my opinion. So, Yeah, I mean, can you? I guess in that situation, you can put some of it on Jimbo with a culture and all that. But at some point, and I know a lot of Gator fans did the same thing with Will Muschamp and Urban Meyer, and blaming Urban Meyer for a lot of things that were left. But it all comes down to, you know, you got to fix it yourself. And I guess you can use some excuses, but in the end, it all falls on you.
The biggest conspiracy, though, Gator Dave, is Karen has been suspended. She's not on Twitter right now. Her account was suspended. We're thinking Matt Hayes knew this and knew this was the right time to put out the hit on Jimbo. You agree?
I can only imagine why Karen was kicked off of Twitter. There's probably many ways to go there. Karen and I go back. You know, she's always been personally nice to me, but I've seen some of the arguments she gets in there, and I'm guilty of it myself sometimes. But that's a good spin. I can go with that one.
Well, think about it. If you're going to put out a hit on Jimbo, do you want Karen after you, or do you want her not after you? It's a pretty simple decision, right?
Yeah, I should DM her the number to the local radio station when Matt Hayes is on in the middle of the day, and maybe she can call in to his show.
Tell everybody how they can get Gators Breakdown.
You can get Gators Breakdown on news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown. This week we took a look back at the exciting weekend. The Gators got three commitments, added one yesterday as well. And Chris Doering, Bill, Gator great wide receiver, former wide receiver for the Gators, joined me as well to kind of preview the team and really take a look at the wide receiver position for the Gators.
See you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
There he is, Gator Dave. Griff will be with us top of hour number three. That's right, Griff from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. That'll be in about, 46, 47 minutes from right now. 888-702-5494 if you do want to get in today. Southeastern Termite and Pest. Give that number a call. 615-293-0722 is the number. 615-293-0722. Yeah, I was talking to Grant the other day. Yeah, the guys will be heading out. It's been wet, and he needs a yard application, and you don't want to do that and then have it rain and basically washes off the application. So we're going to get out there. We'll talk to Grant, get out there this week. Get the guys out there this week. And some more Brown Recluse issues. We've got that all over. Yeah, the 615 full of that as well. If it's quarterly sprays, whatever it is you need when it comes to pest control, that's where you want to go. Southeastern Termite and Pest. 615-293-0722. You're going to like the pricing. Going to like the customer relations. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on West End Avenue at Wilson Boulevard near Westminster Presbyterian Church. Still clearing another wreck with injuries on Donaldson Pike at Knapp Boulevard near BNA Express Park. Traffic is at a crawl on 24 eastbound in North Nashville, across Old Hickory Boulevard and toward Briley. It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-FREE. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
If you've been hearing about the many benefits of CBD, start exploring at ease. You'll find a vast array of curated products, CBD lotions, soaps, scrubs, oils. Oh, and highly useful CBD information Ease has gathered for you, along with a knowledgeable concierge at the ready for a live chat. Ease is truly all things CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
All right, welcome back. Omni Nashville Hotel. Twitter at Bill is King if you do want to connect up. That is how you get to me on Twitter. Buckeye Brenda says, Bill, what's going on at LSU and this pay for play? Well, allegedly, and this is a guy who has been in federal court. A LSU booster laundered money to the tune of $500,000 plus from a cancer research hospital fund. Kids cancer. 180K of that allegedly went to former lineman Vidal Alexander's dad, 180K. He played at LSU between 2012 and 15. That would have been on the Lesticles watch, Les Miles. So that would not be on Coach O, but again, still happened, allegedly. And that's the news. Now, you couple that with the Will Wade fiasco, and it's pretty ugly down there. Scott Woodward, the AD, who is a very good leader, AD. The new AD at LSU has got a big mess on his hands. I'm sure he was apprised of this before he got there. Before he left Karen and A&M to go back home. He's a Baton Rouge guy. Now, speaking of politics, you know Karen's booted off Twitter. Suspended because of politics. But let me give you some football politics. This came up yesterday. Scott Woodward, a guy I like. I don't know him, but I'm a big fan of his. He's very highly thought of. The new AD at LSU. And again, he's a LSU Baton Rouge guy. That is home to him. He was there previously with a guy by the name of Mark Emmert, who left LSU to go to Washington. Now, Mark Emmert, as you know, is the head of the NCAA. So, again, let's go down the political road, everybody. You ready? Politics on the show. Scott Woodward, a guy that I like, so this is not an attempt to bash him. His daddy, his adopted dad, I'm saying that metaphorically now, Or Mark Emmert's adopted son, metaphorically, is Scott Woodward. So the head of the NCAA's best boy is the AD at LSU, and LSU's got a mess on their hands. I'm just bringing up some politics, everybody. I'm just saying I don't know what gets done here. Okay. Now I don't see how Will Wade keeps his job. But I don't know if anything's going to happen to football here because of that. The Vidal Alexander's dad got $180K. Cam Newton's dad might be jealous about right now. Did you see that? I'll get the call, but did you see this? It was all over Twitter. Somebody filmed this. Cam Newton hops a flight, gonna fly, and it's, where were they gonna go on this flight? It was a 10-hour flight. I have no idea. I didn't do the research. Offers a guy $1,500 if the guy would let Cam Newton have what, the aisle seat? Cam's 6'5", 6'6", so he needs room to stretch his legs. And the guy turns it down. Now, I don't know who the guy is. Maybe he didn't care. If I'm sitting on a plane and dude says, I'll put $1,500 in your pocket right now if you switch seats because I need leg room, I'd do it before he finished, like Barrett Salee said, I'd do it before he finishes the sentence. Dude said no. Now, dude's got the right to say no. I'm not suggesting. Now, here is another item. With Cam Newton's kind of money, why didn't he just chartering a jet? With the kind of money he has, what's he doing on a public flight? If it's a long flight and he needs leg room, with his kind of money? I mean, I've got friends that charter all the time. They'll go down to Florida, stay a few days. I got a friend here who, he's got a guy that's a pilot. It's got a jet, a small jet, out in a field in, it's south of here in Marshall County. And when he goes, he uses this to go to take his kid to Little League baseball games. Like down in Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, etc. But when he goes on vacation, that's what he does. I need to hook Cam Newton up with this guy. Matter of fact, about 10 years ago, it was 8U baseball. My daughter was on this baseball team. She played with the boys. She would not play with the girls. And they were going to a tournament in Gainesville, 8U. And I said, look, it's July. I'm not going. I don't care. She's 8. I don't want to go. I'm not going. And we've played enough baseball for this spring and summer. Guy calls and says, she can go on this charter with us. It was a little Learjet, so she hopped on that jet and went. So if we can do it, Cam can do it. All right, let me get a call here. Karen is not in radio jail. It's only Twitter jail. Now, when are you going to be released?
I think I have like 2 more days.
Did they tell you how many days you got?
Yeah, you get a 7-day sentence.
Oh. Wow. So, but you can, no, I don't think anybody, you can DM though. How does that work?
Yeah, you can DM people who, if you're mutual followers.
Right.
You can scroll the timeline, but you can't like, retweet, or comment, and you can't post any tweets. You can't, you know, follow anybody, or any, you can't do anything new, in other words.
So, and I know this to be, well, I don't know it to be a fact, but I'm speculating. I think Matt Hayes put out that hit piece on Jimbo knowing you could not respond. I'm serious. I swear.
That's actually why I called. I'm sure that Coburn planted the piece.
Who?
You know, and after I thought about it, you know, FSU recruiting's in the tank.
Now, wait a minute. Who planted this piece?
Coburn, the interim quote.
Oh. That's
permanent,
right.
AD now.
The AD, okay.
Yeah. So he's got to start, you know, it's fascinating to me that, and I'm 100% sure they planted the article with Barrett. And so, but now.
You mean Matt Hayes?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Matt Hayes.
Yeah.
But now, they're saying, well, we just need to quit looking back and move forward. Yeah, it's a little late for that. See, what everybody but Enoel doesn't realize is that makes FSU look just as bad as Fisher, number one. Number two, Jimbo's going to have a number five class by July the 4th, so we, you know, maybe they should write another article. But here's the thing. They've painted themselves in a corner. They're obviously trying to prop up one of the worst tires in P5. So it can't be Willie's fault, because if it's Willie's fault, then it's Thrasher's fault and the booster's fault and everybody who signed off on the hire. So it's Jimbo's fault. Well, what they've done, effectively, is made it impossible to fire Willie Taggart, no matter how bad he is, because you can hardly fire a man for something that's not his fault. That everything that's happening is somebody else's fault. The fact he can't recruit, Jimbo's fault. The fact FSU had to hire a coach to coach when they realized he couldn't. He threw the towel in midseason last year and turned it over to Walt Bell so he'd have somebody to blame. That didn't work. Things got even worse. So then they're like, holy moly, we got to do something. So let's hire Kendall Briles, a dirty coach that most won't touch, to coach for the coach we hired that can't coach. You know, you can spin it all the ways you want to, but they had to hire a coach to coach. The offense that Willie Taggart was hired to coach, he was supposed to be some ace recruiter. Obviously that's not the case. So, you know, here we are in Tallahassee. What to do? What to do? Well, by God, we'll just bring out Jimbo again, blame him for all of it. So now they've made it impossible to hire fire Taggart for probably 2-3 years. They won't have to admit that they can't fire him because they don't have the money to fire him. They can now say, well, he's got to be given time to clean up this complete cesspool that Fisher left. So it's a brilliant move on FSU's part, just absolutely brilliant, because now you cannot fire Willie Taggart. That's all I got to say.
All right, Karen. Why did Matt Hayes not call Karen for a quote? That's what I want to know. How can you do a story on Jimbo and not have Karen prominent featured in the article? That's what I've got to know. Put out a hit on Jimbo when Jimbo is in Texas bathing in millions. Yeah, Jimbo could literally, right now, take a bathtub, hop in it, and then have somebody pour $100 bills over him and just sit there and giggle. I'm sure he's doing that about right now. Or Jimbo could have somebody, let's say somebody from the zoo, come to his yard, that is house, and build a T-Rex made of $100 bills just for his front yard, just as a display to show everybody what he's capable of. Thad here on Twitter says, Bill, what the hell is Cam Newton doing in coach instead of first class? I have no idea. With his kind of money, what's he jumping on a public flight for? Now, I know a lot of celebrities and people with money get on public flights. It's not unusual. I wouldn't. Flying is a big pain in the you-know-what. Getting through security, being groped, can't even keep your belt on. No, I'd go private. I would. If I had Cam Newton's coin, I wouldn't be on some flight begging some guy for an additional legroom seat. Here's some cash. Hell no. Wouldn't be where I'm at. I'd be alone on a private jet flying wherever the hell I want to fly. All right, let's get to the bottom of the hour here. Remind you that Griff will be with us, top of hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries around South Wilson Boulevard is slowing west end eastbound toward Westminster Presbyterian. In Hermitage, I-24 West is slowing around 440 up toward the eastern split. I-40 West is sluggish across Spence Lane. Same for Murfreesboro Pike east of Plus Park and Pavilion Boulevard, and Lebanon Pike across McGavick. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see him in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Mostly sunny for this morning, an afternoon high of 88. Partly cloudy overnight with your low at 68. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny with your high at 90. Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly sunny. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel, we're going to be there a week from this Friday. I believe that's July 5th. I think so. Anyways, a week from this Friday, whatever day that is, we'll be there. Commitments this year is December 18th. So if you're arriving and getting a room at the Omni with the great rate we can get you, you will arrive either on the 17th of December or prior. And then we'll have a good old time. Cosby Cattleman.
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Bonjour. What's happening in Cosby?
Calling you on behalf of the Cattlemen for Bernie Association, Tennessee Cattlemen for Bernie.
You've already got that kiosk up there in Cosby, right?
Yeah, we do. I got a couple of banners out and everything.
Yeah.
Make America Socialist Again.
I already called the University of Tennessee. You know, I've got two boys up there, and I told them I'm not paying another bill because it's all going to be paid for. And
it's all going to be free. Just tell them to start running a tab, and then Bernie will win the election.
Correct.
It'll all go away.
Correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't send them a nickel bill. Kind of like those red light cameras. Don't pay those red light cameras either.
That's right.
All right, Bill. I want to say one thing about kind of funny money in college athletics and maybe one thing on Gus and Arkansas on the way out the door.
Okay.
Bill, came out, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but UT lost $6.5 million, I guess, last fiscal year.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's in the Knoxville paper that I was reading this morning. But it traces back to firing Butch and the buyouts for Butch and his staff. I wonder how many of Butch's assistants don't have jobs yet, because if they don't, you got to pay them too. Curry got some money apparently on a buyout. That's kind of, I wonder how that all worked.
Who did?
Curry.
Oh, yeah. Curry got money.
Buyout or something. Holly got her little buyout. I want to get into that. Holly got a buyout. She sucked. And Terry Fair, he was a legacy player at Tennessee, but he didn't fly with Pruitt, so they ran him after a year. He doesn't have a job. He's doing free football camps over in East Tennessee.
Are they still paying Bernard Daphne? He got run too, didn't he?
Well, I guess you're right on that. I missed that one.
No, not Bernard Daphne. Antone Davis.
Probably. He didn't show up in the article I read, but, you know, that deal – you know, I don't know if some of these guys have buyouts. He might have been too far down the food chain to have a buyout.
Right.
But, you know, all these schools, it's not just Tennessee. Like, when a coach gets fired, you don't think about that. All these guys have buyouts. The assistants are, a lot of times, are on two-year deals now. And but I just look at it, Bill, why would you ever donate to a school? I mean, I don't know if it's a tax write-off and you're supposedly supporting your school, but you send some money in the front door, and then it goes out the back door to Holly, so she can jump on a Harley and drive to Key West. Why the hell does Holly Warlick have a buyout? Where's she going? She got a winning lottery ticket the minute she got that job. No head coaching experience. She sucked. Couldn't do a flip, running straight in the ground. And she got a buyout on the way out the door. $6.5 million in the red, Bill. And Butch doesn't have a job. Butch is still down there saving coffee, isn't he, with his $8 million buyout.
That's right. $6 million, but oh, you know, it was eight.
I called you yesterday, Bill. You know, we joke about Bernie. I'm actually a capitalist, and I support people getting what they can legally, and, you know, let's all get rich. I mean, to be truth be told. But, you know, I bring up a women's basketball coach in Starkville, Mississippi, making $2 million a year.
That's correct.
I hate somebody like that's worth that.
It's called notoriety, bringing notoriety to the
guy. I wouldn't know the guy if I was on an elevator with him. Would you know the guy? Would you recognize him if you saw him on the sidewalk?
I might. Yeah, I might.
Well, that doesn't mention, then you get to these charity sports way down the line. I brought up to you, you know, Corbin 2.5, UT's baseball coach is underpaid, supposedly $700,000. These guys are getting filthy rich, Bill. It's a great country.
It is.
And, of course, so what's-his-face, David Williams, Peabody, for the Peabody crowd, telling us they didn't have an athletic director all those years, trying to make themselves, you know, puff their chest out.
Right.
He was the highest-paid athletic director in America, wasn't he?
Probably.
Isn't that funny how the world works? It's monopoly money, Bill. We're all in the wrong – you're doing termites, so maybe we could all be ADs. You want to call up MTSU and ask if they need a – you be the AD, and I'll be your media ops guy. I'll be your information director.
I got a check. I got it. Here's my biggest buyout. I got a check for $25,000 when Yahoo bought Rivals.
Right.
That was my big money day.
Well, if we could weasel you in as the AD at MTSU, and then we'll get me like your number two, your underling job, we'll both get filthy rich down there in the borough. We'll go with the bug and a pig.
I can get me a diesel-fueled Sea-Doo with that kind of money.
You got connections over there in the borough, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one last thing before Bill, I'm going to clear out here. I brought up to you yesterday about the coaching carousel and how all these coaches came back this year in the SEC.
Right.
And you told me, I mentioned Chad Morris to you, and you mentioned to me you thought he was safe because he's too new on the job.
Correct.
And you brought up Gus.
Yes.
And I was reading on this overnight, Bill. On CoachesHotSeat.com, Chad Morris and Gus are both like 7'8". They're coupled together.
Right.
And there's a pretty interesting tie there, Bill. As you well know, Gus, you know, the Auburn crowd's about tired of him, but the Arkansas crowd lust after Gus. They thought they were getting Gus last year, didn't they, when all that went down?
They made a run at Gus, and you got to remember, 2 years ago, Gus won that Alabama game. I think that changed everything.
Yes, I mean, the Gus thing, when that was all going on, now let's put it to you like this. Let's say Gus throws up a 7-5, 8-4, and they blow him up, and Chad Morris has another 2-10, 3-9, 4-8 type season.
Right.
Those Arkansas people still want Gus. He's their home. He's the Johnny Majors of Arkansas football, isn't he? Gus?
Now he coached high school ball there, and
he's the Cadillac candidate for those people. I mean, he is, for a lot of those people out there, he is Arkansas football, isn't he? A high school legend and everything.
Yeah, but he came in there, remember, with Houston Nutt, and they got in a big snit because they didn't run the offense they thought they were going to run. So there was.
Well, I'll just put it to you this way. If I'm Chad Morris sitting out there, I'm probably hoping Gus throws him up a good solid 9-3 this year. I don't think if I'm Chad Morris, I don't think I'd like to see Gus on the open market. Would you?
I don't think they'll do. I don't know. I don't think they're going to do anything this year.
Last year, Arkansas was pretty ugly, Bill. 2-10.
It's going to be ugly again. You got to remember, John Chavis is a defensive coordinator, so they're not going to stop anybody.
The donkey defense is going to save the day.
Correct. Third and Chavy Wavy there, Cosby. Third and Chavy Wavy.
Hey, Bill, just ask Griff where the best sushi bar is down there in downtown Athens and ask him how Chip Towers likes his cream with his coffee. See you, Bill.
I will. Is... What I'm wondering is Griff still cutting Sergeant Carter's yard in Knoxville? His family's still up there, right? It's at least what I thought. I don't think they're all down there in Tuscaloosa together right now. Yeah, back to Gus. So Gus is the legendary coach at Springdale, Arkansas High School. And they had all those Springfield players. Springdale. And he gets hired to come be the coordinator at Arkansas. The only problem is Arkansas is running back loaded, and they're going to feed the running backs. And so all those kids, remember Mitch Mustang, right? Remember his mom? Oh, my God. You're talking about Little League mom. Little League parents. Oh, they threw a fit. Gus wasn't allowed to run the offense. He thought he was going to run. They were feeding the tailbacks. Houston Dale really didn't want Gus there. So Gus packed it up and went to Tulsa. Remember that? That was a huge mess. I mean, really, and it was public. We talked about it on Sirius XM day after day. Boy, we had some good scandals back then, man. Scandals today aren't nearly what they used to be. We need a fresh batch of scandals. Kind of updating it. Update the resume a little bit. Yeah, we had snits going on left and right. That whole summer where there was the expansion scare. And so Gus is at Tulsa, then gets hired at Auburn to be the offensive coordinator. And he walks right into, hey, we've got Cam Newton. Let's win a natty. 2010. Then Gus, remember now, Gus is offered the Vanderbilt job. They offered him $3 million a year, and he turned it down. You also had, and this hurt Gus, you had the video where Gus's wife is speaking at a church with this preacher, and she gets a little risque. Talking about some things. Remember that video? And Gus really thought that he could get like the North Carolina job or some of these jobs that open up. None of them came his way. And he was convinced. I know this for sure. This is not speculation. He was convinced that video of his wife popping off of that church cost him with ADs and interviews. So he goes to Arkansas State. And he's only there a year, and then Auburn calls him to come back to be the head coach. So it worked out for him, but he thought there was a little period of time there where he thought, boy, I screwed this up. I really miscalculated. Now this video's out, and I'm hurt. turned down $3 million a year from Vanderbilt. Gus did. Yeah, it ended up working out, but there was a time where he thought, man, I have blown this. Damn it. I'm in Jonesboro, Arkansas, trying to work my way out of this. All right, one more break here. Griff's coming up, top of hour number three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash is slowing West End Avenue going eastbound toward Westminster Presbyterian Church. Traffic slow on 24 East and North Nashville toward Briley. I-65 is at a crawl southbound toward Trinity. In Hermitage, I-40 West is sluggish across Spence Lane. Murfreesboro Pike and Lebanon Pike both seeing slowdowns. Self-storage solutions, simple and hassle-free, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7217. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Gas yard tools may have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has up to $30 off select Ryobi 40-volt outdoor power tools, like the Ryobi Jet Fan Blower at a special buy of just $129. It has the power of gas without the hassle, a turbo boost for more airflow, and right now, a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing up to $30 off Ryobi outdoor power tools. Red, white, and blue savings, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Top of the hour, Griff will be with us. Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Griff, except it's never at the top of the hour. It's always 20 minutes in. Yeah, that's the trick here. Got an email here from Doug. Says, Bill, the guy on the plane turned that $1,500 down because it was 1% less than what Cam's dad got from Auburn. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. $1,500 to Cam Newton ain't nothing. I ain't taking it. Make it $15K, I'll move. You're exactly right about that. Hawkeye Jason says here on Twitter, Bill, the MGSUAD, which is Chris Massaro, makes $250K a year. Michigan is paying MTSU $1.6 million, And Iowa is paying them $1.55 for the Blue Raiders to travel to B1G territory. It's a good coin. Over $3 million to take on those two teams. Note to Harbaugh. Watch the baseball team. That's how you win championships. Still got to go through the Vandy boys. I'm not conceding yet. Yeah, Vandy boys up against it. Kumar Rocker. He's got to get it done. Got to get that thing turned around. I listened to the Zach Smith podcast. I think it was number 7. Number 8 is out. I believe it's out. And it was yesterday morning. I had a little time. It was real rainy. Not a whole lot to get done on Monday after the show. Couldn't get outside. Couldn't do much. So I pulled up the Zach Smith podcast. That one wasn't real informative. Jeff in Chicago said he was starting to fade on it. The info wasn't all that good. Jeff liked it at first. He said he was fading on it. I actually liked it. The most recent one wasn't really all that interesting. He says he's got some good stuff coming up, but not that interesting. Matter of fact, it was so uninteresting that I don't even remember anything about episode 7. Other than my mind has this, I guess, is everybody wired like this? Maybe they are. My mind, if I'm listening or watching something, disconnects when it can't connect. Meaning, if I'm watching TV or any kind of show, could be a sporting event, or I'm listening to something, my mind will fade. If I can't find something that interests me, I can't force myself to watch it or listen to it. And episode 7 was kind of like that. It did not grab me and hook me. Yeah, it wouldn't allow me to concentrate. Maybe number 8 is better. We'll see. We'll check it out. Yeah, Griff's coming up. If you have any questions for Griff, tweet me at Bill is King. I'll pass it along. Griff is just getting ready for football. I know that. Baseball team got beat by Florida State. It was a good year for Georgia baseball, actually, but lost to Karen's former team, Florida State. And they're waiting on football. They just kicked off their best wide receiver. So they've got a lot of young wide receivers at Georgia. They're in good shape at running back. They feel like at Georgia this year, I'm going to say this, we're going to use the G word again. I hope we're not getting too flippant with the G word. They feel like they have a, wait for it, everybody, wait for it, generational offensive line this year. Best line ever. Now, you know who confirmed this? Rusty Manziel. Matter of fact, Rusty used the phrase, not even close. When I asked Rusty last Friday, we had him on. We were at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Rusty was with us. I said, is this potentially the best offensive line in the school's history? He said, not even close. That pretty much describes what they think they've got. Now, you've got some inexperience at wide receiver. You're in good shape at running back. O-line speaks for itself. Quarterback Jake Fromm speaks for itself. You're in good shape there. Receiver going to be a little bit green. The thing about it is they don't play anybody that has their talent during the regular season. Alabama is not on Georgia's schedule until they get to the championship game of the league, of the SEC Conference. So it doesn't really matter if they're breaking in receivers. During the regular season, who's got the players to beat them? Florida? No. Unless Jake Fromm goes down. Florida? No. Tennessee? No. Kentucky won't beat them again? No. Oh, no. Kentucky beat Florida last year. Sorry. Didn't beat Georgia. Kentucky can't beat Georgia. Player for player, that can't happen. Tennessee can't beat Georgia. South Carolina won't beat, can't beat Georgia. Auburn will not beat Georgia. No. All right. Hour 3, and we've got Griff. You hear that music? We're coming right back. Omni.